The National September 11th Memorial in New York has been open since last year, drawing more than 4 million visitors. But work stopped months ago on the attached museum because of financial disagreements between the Port Authority, which owned the destroyed Twin Towers, and the foundation that is building the museum. Monica Eichen's husband, Michael, died in the attacks.
It's an embarrassment for the world to see. They come there, and I've been there several times where people come up to me and say, where's the museum? Why is it not open? How do you explain that? Oh, because we're fighting over some money?
The museum's exhibits will tell the stories of the attacks and of the people who died. There will also be displays about Al-Qaeda and the 9/11 plotters. Although some family members, like Jim Riches, who lost his son, Jimmy, think those should be limited to side displays.
You want to see their picture? Let them go into the kiosk and look at their picture if that's where they want to be. But I think you've made it more like a hall of fame for the terrorists, and that's the way I feel, by putting their pictures up in there.
But it is a collection that will never be shown that has caused the fiercest controversy. A repository for 9,000 unidentified fragments of human bone and tissue. It will be 7 stories underground and off limits to all but family members and the medical examiner. Riches and members of 16 other families have filed a lawsuit. They want the remains entombed above ground.
There's no museums, I don't think, in the whole country that put human remains in a museum. And you would also have to get the permission of the family members to do such a thing.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg, chairman of the Museum Foundation, says the repository is needed for possible future DNA identification.
One of the centerpieces of the museum in terms of visibility and respect is where you put the unidentified remains. And it is not just in a small place, it is in a facility that also has what the medical examiner thinks will be necessary down the road as technology gets better.
Another issue, an atheist group has filed suit to stop the display of cross-shaped steel beams that became an icon for recovery workers at Ground Zero. The foundation responds that it is being displayed as an artifact, not as a religious object. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.